Let's do this. Woo! Ring the bell. This is Between the Ropes.
Oh, you're going for the dirt, for the behind-the-scenes stuff.
It's time to get Between the Ropes. Between the Ropes.
It's always great to catch up with WWE superstar Titus O'Neil, who is one of the really good people that are out there. There's a lot of good people that are in the WWE, but Titus, you really stand above and beyond everybody else with all the good work that you do. How do you find time to do all of the great things that you do outside of being a WWE superstar?
I make time because I enjoy it, number one, and number two, people invested in me at a time in which they had nothing to gain in return when I was younger. And so I feel like every day is an opportunity for me to repay them back for their investment.
I look at everything you've done. So Humanitarian of the Year in 2014 by Rainbow Sports. This year, you're voted Celebrity Dad of the Year. And then you do a lot of different things with the anti-bully campaign, Special Olympics. And now you are doing helping out with the Gator Good campaign. So tell me a little bit about that and what you're doing to help fight hunger there.
Well, it's not just to fight hunger. Fighting hunger is one of the aspects of the Gator Good campaign, which others will be released throughout, the next few months. But it's something that we're doing to get people to go pledge at GatorGood.com. Pledge, with this particular challenge, I'll challenge people every week. This particular challenge, the first challenge will be for them to pledge 3,000 hours. To feed the hungry, and I think with an alumni base of over 400,000 strong with the Gator Nation, that should not be an issue whatsoever. And in return, I'll be surprising them with a little surprise of my own. So it's just the start of something I think is going to be a really, really big campaign. Not only for the University of Florida, but we're going to try to encourage other universities and sports teams and entertainment organizations to do the same. And with the hopes that people it's really to have a better awareness of what doing good can do, not only for the people that are receiving it, but for those that are doing it.
I mentioned you've done a lot of different things, and one of them now is also helping with the homeless. And Back in August, you took a group of homeless people to a restaurant. The owner was a little bit hesitant to serve them there, and that was something that got a lot of attention virally. So what is it, especially you've done a lot of work with homeless people, so what was it that drew you to that when there's so many various charities and so many people that could use time and help?
Well, I've been, been homeless in a sense on several different occasions. Especially younger. My mom was a young mother, so I kind of bounced from place to place until I had some stability going to the Florida Sheriff's Boys Ranch. But before that, 1 week I'll be staying with this relative, and next week I'll be staying with that relative. And, 1 week I may have to stay in a hotel with my mom. And it's just I've always had a heart for people in general, but definitely those in need, because I was one of those people in need. So I know the psychological and emotional roller coaster that they can be going under, because they want to know, like, why me out of all people? And I think if anybody ever takes time to sit down with someone that's less fortunate, they'll come to find a lot more about themselves than they would actually that person that's less fortunate, because it's a learning experience for anybody that humbles themselves enough to the point where they want to sit down and actually learn, why is this person in this situation? What can I do to help? How can I go about it? Not only help, but to help them help other people? Because it is a process. Growth is a process. As people, we have to understand that being able to be the best that we possibly can be is a process. And sometimes a part of that process is to be homeless or to be without or to go without, so that once you get to a point that you're no longer in that situation, that's part of your testimony and your message to others. And so it's part of my testimony and my message to others for me not to just talk about going out and helping people, but actually going out and doing it myself.
You have such strong ties with the University of Florida, having gone to school there and played football there. How often do you get to go back to games?
I try to go back to probably like at least two times a year, depending on my schedule. Last year I was able to go to two games. One of those games I did performed as Mr. Two-Bits, which is a longstanding tradition at the University of Florida, and I got the treat of seeing an awesome triple overtime game between Kentucky and Florida. So I get a chance to go back at least twice a year.
You got a new football coach, and Coach Jim McElwain. Have you convinced him yet to let you lead the players out onto the field?
I did that already. I did it last year, but I'm sure he'll let me do it if I want to do it.
Well, of course. You can convince anybody to do anything, right? You're Titus O'Neil.
I have pretty good communication with him, so I'm sure that that's something that we want to do. It can be done.
How are you feeling about the team? I mean, you guys are off to a good start at 3-0.
Yeah, I feel good about them. They've been playing with a lot of energy. The offense has definitely been a night and day difference between previous seasons and now. A lot of that has to do with Coach Mack and his philosophy. He's an offensive-minded guy. But they're still young. It's still really a young season. And they've got a young team in the sense of, like, guys that are inexperienced playing. But it seems like they're going out and getting better each week, which is the most important thing.
One more thing about the school. So I know that you're still tight with Coach Billy Donovan. Did you try to talk him out of taking the Oklahoma City Thunder job?
No, I never try to get involved in guys, people's life decisions. He's been very good to the University of Florida, his time there. He's brought the basketball program to prominence that they had never seen, and in the form of two championships and numerous SEC championships and pro guys that have gone on and had successful careers in the NBA. His time at the UF was nothing short of phenomenal. And so I support him 100%, no matter where he is. I actually just talked to him about a month ago because he had passed by a billboard in New York when he was up there for some meetings with me and my sons on it, just telling me how proud of me he was. And, you know, I told him that I'd be looking for my OKC gear here soon at the house. So, he's a great man, a great person, and he deserves to make his own decision because he's done more than his fair share as a coach at the University of Florida.
Yeah, I was going to say, he better at least send you some swag. So, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get swag everywhere. I got too much swag.
Do you get swag that always fits, or do you get a lot of stuff that you have to give to somebody else?
No, I always get it that fits.
That's good.
I go straight to the equipment room.
At least people know your size, right?
Yeah.
So. When it comes to, obviously, you know, you played football for so long, and it was a big part of your life, and now you're obviously in professional wrestling, both physical, you know, sports. So tell me, what's the biggest difference physically when it comes to the two, especially when it comes to, like, training or getting ready for them?
Well, I still train similar to what I train for football. The difference is the schedule. There's no off season here in the WWE. We work 52 weeks a year. And 3 to 5 nights a week, and there's no home crowd per se. You know, we're traveling in different cities every night, or different countries for the matter. And a lot of driving, a lot of flying, a lot of waiting in airports and things like that. Things that, you know, as a football player, I never had to experience. But that's why they say this job is not for everyone. A lot of people want to look at it on TV and say, oh, I can do that. But really, what you see on TV is a very small part of being a WWE superstar.
You have to have a lot of patience. A lot of patience. And
yeah.
When it comes, I mean, obviously, you know, you're still doing something very physical, but do you miss putting on the pads and just running through somebody like that?
No, not at all. Once I was done with football, I was going to go into coaching, and that was even the decision that I made before I even got into WWE. That's what I was going to do. And miraculously, I took a chance of walking in the back doors of FCW, and 2 weeks later, I was somehow, some way, learning how to become a WWE superstar. So sometimes life has a funny way of working things out. But once I'm done here in WWE, I plan on going and pursuing my coaching career or in broadcasting. So either way, I'm covered. And whenever my contract is done here, I have no worries about what the next move is that I'm going to make.
Well, it's an easy transition because you already have the whistle. So,
yeah. Exactly. I kept that whistle for a reason.
You mentioned, you know, when you first got into WWE and going, you know, to FCW. So the story is that obviously you're good friends with Dave Bautista and he helped convince you to do that. How hard was he on you to say, go over there, do it. I mean, you'd be good at this. You should try.
He wasn't really hard on me. He just, you know, was just like you said, saying that I think you'd be really good at it, you know. And, you know, it wasn't something that I had grew up wanting to do. So therefore, it wasn't something that kind of struck me right away. And like I say, it was literally a kind of, oh, that's where FCW NXT is. Let me call Dave. Call Dave. Hey, this place you were talking about. All right, cool. I'm gonna go ahead and step my head in and see, you know, what it's all about. And literally 2 weeks later, I was signed and learning how to become a WWE superstar. So I like to tell people all the time, it's the best accident that I've had, you know, ever made. In some cases.
Well, Dave's blowing up now. I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be in the new Bond movie that's coming out. Spectre,
coming out. He's got another movie coming out called Heist.
Yeah.
With Robert De Niro. He's getting ready to film for another movie here in a couple of months. He's doing really, really well. I actually just talked to him today. I'm going to dinner with him in about an hour and a half. And then I'm going to a Janet Jackson concert.
Oh, nice. So during the conversation, when you sit down with him, how do you try to work in? Can you find a small role for me in one of your new movies?
I haven't yet, but he's always said, you know, he wants to try to help me get into Hollywood some kind of way if I can, because he feels like I can do it. So he felt like I can do this, and I got into it, and I've done all right so far. So if he feels like I can get into Hollywood and there's an opportunity for him to help me, then he'll do that too.
That's what WWE is. It's boot camp to get you ready for Hollywood.
It's boot camp to get you ready for anything. If you can work here, you can do anything in the world.
Speaking of that, obviously you're teaming again with Darren Young, Primetime Players. What was it like getting back together with him? Because you guys had been broken up for a little while, but now you're back together. Is it more comfortable for you guys to be back together as a team?
It's the same as it was before. You know, me and Darren have a natural chemistry. We never understood really why we were broken up to start with, but the second time around has obviously profited us well with winning the WWE Tag Team titles, which was the goal that we had before. He came back with a different look and attitude, and we both joined together with a different look and attitude to not only win the WWE Tag Team titles, but kind of, you know, reestablish ourselves as guys that can do pretty much anything. The roughest, toughest, and most entertaining tag team in WWE.
Have you seen anything like the New Day before with all of the different things that they've been doing?
Yeah, we were doing some similar stuff that they were doing before.
Without the trombone.
Without the trombone, exactly. You know, people got to remember, we introduced the WWE Universe to our Uncle Pancake Patterson, you know, Rufus Pancake Patterson. But I love everything that's happened for them, you know, because that was something that was really kind of dead at the beginning of their, you know, of them coming out with the New Day. And they have truly turned it into something that's must-see for everybody. Whether you love them or hate them, they are definitely making a mark on their on the WWE Universe.
Absolutely. I mean, some of the stuff they're doing, it's great. It's so ridiculous. It's fantastic.
Yes, exactly.
Do you guys watch from the back and just say, what are these guys going to do this time, and just see what happens and laugh about it?
Yeah, I'm definitely entertained by them. I think a lot of people are definitely entertained by them. I'm a fan, you know, quiet as kept. I am a fan of the stuff that they've been doing because, again, I know where it started off as, and it was nowhere near what it was supposed to be. And I'm very happy that they've not only garnered some success, but they've also, you know, garnered some more character stuff for all of them as a team and as individuals.
I'm waiting for you and Big E to have a dance-off at some point.
Yeah, he'll lose.
Really?
Yeah, he'd lose. I could do more than just swivel my hips.
He's a big boy out there swiveling those hips, man. He's pretty fluid.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing some great work, Titus, with all the different charities and everything. Keep it up. And everybody can go to GatorGood.com and they can find out more about the Gator Good campaign that you're going to be doing and challenging other people from the University of Florida this Saturday at the game against Tennessee. And people can go online to Twitter as well using the hashtag GatorGood to find out more about it. So, Titus, keep up the great work and talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Brian.
The talking is over.
Thanks for downloading Between the Ropes.
Man, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
For more, go to BetweenTheRopes.com and subscribe to Between the Ropes on iTunes.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.